Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning to you all. So glad you're here and listening. I hope to have Roger Armstrong on very soon. He is the host of a website called I Was a Psychic Child, and he should have some good advice for us, if I can get him on with us, about how to raise your child who might happen to be psychic. And that would be great fun for all of us, I'm sure. But I don't know if I can get him on because Blog Talk Radio had some technical difficulties today and wouldn't let me get on the air. And he may have noticed that and given up on me because, you know, as you know, my show is on at 3 o'clock every Monday afternoon, and it's already 3:07, and I'm just starting the show now. And so what I want to talk about today is exercise. That's a toughie for all of us. I'm just going to take off and talk about my own thing here now because exercise is especially hard for me. I don't like to exercise. I'll admit that sheepishly. But I admit I really don't like to go out and exercise. I love to sit around on the couch all day. What I do love to do is I love to get out and do stuff. I love to go out on walks and hikes, and I like to go out and do acting at the Ren Fair with my son. And so maybe the secret is all in how we perceive it. If I call it exercise, then it's bad. If I call it something else, like, oh, I'm out today and I'm getting so much done. Look at all this shopping I've got done. You know, I've got things we need. I got containers for our costumes for the Ren Fair, and all this time I've you know, been out walking around getting this stuff done. Then it's not exercise anymore. And, you know, it may or may not be cardio. It just sort of depends if you add in that little bit extra, I guess. If you purposely park yourself a little further away from whatever store you're going into and power walk that distance between your car and the store, then it's exercise and it's suddenly cardio and you've got, you've squeezed it into, you know, the space of 2 or 3 or 5 minutes. And if you think about it a little more during the day, if you stay aware, if you maybe power walk even in the store, around in the store, if it's raining outside while you're doing your shopping, or take an extra lap around the store after you finish your shopping, because sometimes for me shopping takes my whole focus. I got to think about what I want to get and if it's really the right thing and where is it. So maybe at the end, just take an extra lap around the store for fun to see other stuff. If it's a store like Target or something where there's fun stuff to see, that's what I like to do. Then you're getting exercise and you don't know you're getting exercise. It's kind of like hiding the veggies in your kid's pasta sauce. You blend up the veggies in the blender with the pasta sauce, and it tastes like pasta sauce, and it looks like pasta sauce, and it feels like pasta sauce, and they're getting their veggies. Yeah, you know, that's a trick. My son objects to it, not because he objects to the veggies. He objects to it on principle. We are then lying to our children, but you got to do what you got to do for the good of your children, and you got to do what works for you and your family. And you're really the one, as I've said before, that's going to know best what's good and what works for you and your family. And if hiding the veggies in the pasta sauce works for you, then great, go for it. You can tell your kids later that, you know, for a year or so you were hiding their veggies in the pasta sauce. And they'll come to realize, hey, you know what, the veggies tasted good. And it's not a bad way to get your veggies, you know. If that's what works, then cool. You know, I would love to be getting more veggies that way as well. And lately I'm finding more and more pastas are made with veggie stuff, like mung bean noodles, and there's one called zero calorie noodles that's got a veggie and chickpea base, and some other kind of flour that's gluten-free. But we were talking about exercise, and I digressed a little bit. But it's kind of all one thing, the exercise and the eating right. They go together, and everybody gets how they go together. They're always talked about together pretty much in the same breath, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. Even your doctor says it. And 'cause the one really doesn't work well without the other. I mean, you can diet till you're blue in the face, but if you're just sitting around and not getting the exercise, you're not going to lose weight, and your body's not going to be happy, and you're not going to be happy because that's a life out of balance. And that goes together, too. The diet and exercise are just aspects of the bigger whole that's called your life. So treat yourself like your life matters, and do each thing in balance the way you're supposed to. You're not a giant puzzle with a piece over here and a piece over there and some pieces missing and God knows where the other pieces are, and these pieces are right here in front of you because they're all blue. That's not how our lives work. Each piece is interdependent on every other piece and codependent on every other piece. So they have to go together to be the greater whole all the time. And that takes a consciousness. It takes constant organizing of your life and all the pieces in it, and working on making each piece the best it can be, because it bleeds over into every other aspect of your life. If you're an organized person in high school or college, then that organization skill doesn't just stop in high school or college. I mean, you think it does because you think, oh, good, I'm done with all the homework, so I never have to, you know, keep a calendar ever again. No, that's not the way it works. We keep lists and we keep calendars to remind us to empty the dishwasher and feed the dog and do our exercise and go to this appointment and do the car maintenance thing and go to the other appointment over there and pick up mom or mother-in-law over here and take the kids to their soccer practice. And it goes on. So that organization skill and technique is useful in every aspect of our life, and it gets integrated into every other aspect of our life. So my shtick is that you have to be happy to be healthy, and you also have to be healthy in order to be happy, in order to go out and do the stuff you love. So what you want to do is put the stuff you love on the list, calendar. I've said it before, and I'll say it 100 times more, or maybe more than that, that what gets on the calendar gets done. If it doesn't get on the calendar, it's not going to get done. You took the time to put, you know, mom's doctor's appointment, kids' doctor's appointment, kids' soccer practice, kids' recitals on the lesson, on the calendar. So take time to put your stuff on the calendar, too, that stuff that you do that's kind of just for you. Maybe go to the gym and work out if you enjoy that. Go for a nice hike if you enjoy that. Go for a swim if you enjoy that. Go have your toes or fingernails done if you enjoy that. Go have a massage once in a while. You need a little bit of all of it. You need some alone time or downtime or spiritual time to commune with, you know, whoever your chosen deity is, if you choose a deity. If that makes you feel good, if it helps you calm down a little bit. If you choose some other way to calm down, that's nice too. There's yoga. There's sitting down for a cup of tea and a good magazine. There's sinking into a nice bubble bath with a nice magazine, or whatever it is that floats your boat. Go do that for an hour at least every other day. That's your homework between now and next Monday at 3 when we're back on the air again. I want you all to do that and take the time to call in and tell me about it. Those who take the time to call in and tell me they've done that for a week, at least every other day, all week, get half off of one of my coaching packages, any package they want. And the call-in number for now or for next week is area code 929-477-3282. That's 929-477-3282. And I want you to be proud of yourself when you've done that. And I want a chance for all of us to be proud of you too and pat you on the back on air live. So that's why I'm asking you to call in, because it's a big deal when you manage to get any part of your life in balance a little more. It's never going to be perfect. We're all a work in progress, each and every one of us, and life is always a work in progress. And the only way to fail is to not try. It's to stop, because if you stop trying to balance your life, or if you stop trying to do any particular thing, the world will continue on without you. And it's sort of like when you look down at your feet in the ocean, a wave flushes up over your feet and then rolls back in, and you keep looking down at your feet. As the wave goes away from your feet, it looks like you're sliding backwards in the sand. It's a really cool effect. You should try it sometime. But that's kind of what life is like. If you stop, the ultimate effect will be like you're going backwards. So the world won't wait for you. The world doesn't stop and wait. If you get sick, your kids have to keep getting to school on time and getting their homework in on time, and your husband has to keep getting to work on time, and maybe you even have to keep going to work, which is unfortunate if you're sick. Better if you can, you know, honor your body's needs and stay home for a day or two and get yourself better, because there's no way you can be at your best when you're sick anyway. Your work will suffer and everything else will suffer. And you'll get better a lot quicker if you can manage to get a little time off from work to heal up. So keep that in mind too, because that's part of the balance. Part of the balance is just being healthy and staying healthy. It's expensive to be sick. It's expensive to get sick and to get injured or to let yourself grow unhealthy. You're either healthy or you're growing unhealthy. You can't have it both ways. You're either growing more healthy or you're growing less healthy. And so that's pretty much my whole, you know, within the space of about 15 minutes here. And since I don't have a guest with me today, I may just let you go a little bit early so you can have some fun doing Halloween stuff with your kids. That's very, very important. That's part of the fun in life. Go out trick-or-treating with your kids tonight. You know, checking over the candy is fine, but go out and be with them. You know, spend time with them. Enjoy, maybe even enjoy dressing up in a costume, or go out to a nice party with some friends, a nice Halloween bash. Do something fun tonight. It's Halloween night. Okay, I'll let you all go. Remember, if you call in next week and you tell me one thing that you did differently in order to take better care of yourself through the week this week, call and tell me about it next Monday. You will get 50% off of whatever coaching package you like. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your week, folks, and I will talk to you next Monday at 3. Bye-bye now.